life and what's your lift. So take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hit. Brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Found a trail. At the end was you. There's a path we take and a path not taken. The choice is up to you, my friend. The nights are long, but your mind awakened to a brand new life, brand new life, brand new life around the bend.
Take that, you dirty wags build-up. Yahoo! Don't step on the floor! Hey, you missed a spot.
Jonathan, wait up!
Don't worry, Sam got it. You can at least close the door.
Somebody else is coming.
That must be somebody else. What's going on? What?
Well, kids will be kids. Sorry.
Yeah. Who was the big hairy kid with the wet nose?
That's Grover, my new roommate.
Oh, well, look. So people will talk, eh? As long as you're happy.
You're right. So tails will wag.
You look like a big, lovable mutt, though. You know?
There's an animal out there attacking the children.
Look at them. They're just playing. Hey, give me a kid. What?
He's not vicious?
Of course not.
Oh. He's just discriminating.
Hey, Grove.
Oh, seems to like me, huh? Hey, she's all right once you get to know her. That's Angela.
Hey, let's go down to Richard Walling's house.
I thought you were afraid of him.
Not anymore.
Yeah, just say the secret word. Angela!
Is that cute?
Hey, girl.
Where did you get him, Mother? Does he have papers?
Oh, he doesn't need them. He's housebroken. Oh, Angela. I mean, what was I going to do? Mr. Brubaker upstairs was going to be thrown out of his apartment if he didn't get rid of him.
Well, how come they're letting you stay?
Well, they're not.
Uh-oh. Eviction city.
Eviction? Mother, that means you're getting thrown out.
Didn't go to graduate school for nothing, did you?
Well, where are you going to stay?
Well, I...
What are all those suitcases doing out there?
Perhaps you'd like to stay here.
I never thought of that.
Mona's moving in, all right.
It's only temporary.
Hey, what do you mean, temporary? Your family. What, are you kidding? You need a place to stay, you stay here as long as you want. Temporarily. Hold on, Grove. Dinner's coming.
Hey. I don't believe it. It's nothing. There are no apartments around here, and the houses are out of sight.
Don't worry about it, Asa. She'll find something.
I don't know. It's been 3 weeks.
Oh, this is good.
Good. Also give you a shiny coat and prevent doggy breath.
Hey, great news, looky-loos. I am buying a condo.
Hey,
a brand new condo.
That's wonderful. Where?
It's in New London. Oh, it's lovely. It's all landscape.
Oh, Mother, well, New London is 60 miles away, and there's nothing there but a naval base.
That's another plus.
Hey, wait a minute. What's wrong with you staying here? That's where I grew up. That's where I was raised. One family under one roof. Aunts, uncles, Uncle Vinny, your cousins. You take care of your own.
Well, that's very ethnic, Tony, and it's very touching, but it's just not Connecticut.
Anyway, Angela and I wouldn't last 20 minutes under the same roof, would we?
I got it. I love it when I'm brilliant. Are you kidding me? You can live right out there in a garage.
What are you going to do, put her up on blocks?
No, I mean the loft above the garage. It used to be an old barn, so it'll be big enough. It'll be perfect for Mona.
Oh, great. It was good enough for a cow.
Mona, use your imagination. Some paint, some nails. That loft will make a terrific apartment. And
the best part?
Hmm?
You'll be under different roofs.
Well, technically, we'd be under different roofs. But, you know, Tony, it's still, you know, close.
Well, New London is, you know, far.
So, this is too close and this is too far. How many miles away should a mother live from her daughter?
8.
You know, Tony, you're right. It does have a separate entrance so people could come and go.
It's what people?
The New York Jets, Angela.
Listen, Mona, I know two guys who could do the construction work. Battalion and son.
Oh. Well, actually, I always have intended to do something with that space.
Bingo!
And I suppose with the money I was going to spend on a condo, I mean, I could make a pad there.
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, you don't. It's my barn. I'll do it, and I'll rent it out to you.
No way. Now, look, if it's going to be my apartment, I want it to be my way.
Why does it have to be your way? Why do I always say it has to be your way?
Ho, ladies. It'll be both of yours. See? Mona pay for part. You pay for decorations and for furnishings. You pay for part, Angela. You pay for structural and the basic stuff, okay?
You two are partners. I love when things work out.
Oh, Mother, look at this.
Huh?
Look how nicely they did this bathroom.
Ooh, where did they get those faucets? They're so blah.
Mother, they're the faucets I have.
Oh, well, I'm sure blah can be functional. But look here, Angela. Look at these beauties. These are the ones I'm going to buy.
Mother, you can't put faucets like that in your house. Suppose the children see them. Fine, Mother. Order the faucets. What is this? $3,500 for a bathtub?
Well, I just got the basic model. 8 jets and it only seats 2 people.
Mother, I told you I didn't want to go ahead with this until we got an estimate.
I got an estimate. A week from Wednesday.
Hey, Angela, how you doing? You don't mind if the battalions come in and have a beer, do you?
Well, I am paying them by the hour.
Oh, yeah. Hey, they'll drink fast. Come on in, guys.
Hello. Hey. Father and son.
Hey, mother and daughter. Whoa, dynamite faucets.
Thanks, Dom.
Mother.
The man has taste.
While I've got you here, would you mind giving me an estimate on how much the bathroom will cost?
Yeah, well, that depends on how many extras you want, you know?
Oh.
I mean, for example, you want electricity?
Well, yes.
You want water? You want electricity and... You want to write it down, son, please? Electricity and water. You want a door?
Well... It is a bathroom.
You want it to open? Yeah, I think she wants it to open. All right, we got electricity, water, turn the door, and you open it. Okay, $2,200.
Oh, hey, Bizarre.
$600.
I want you to make money here, but let's not try to retire, huh? What are you doing? Are you gouging my friends?
Tony, will you? I am just allowing myself a profit which is commensurate with the socioeconomic status of my client.
Yeah, and what do you call that, Dom?
Gouging.
Angela, with all the money we're saving, now we can go for the 8-foot picture window.
What 8-foot picture window?
The one in the sitting room that looks out through the elms.
Right into my bedroom.
Big deal. It's not as though anything happens there.
What are you doing? Not necessary.
Would you get us in? Is your dad? This is just a family squabble. Not families. Only squabble.
Mother, you do not put a picture window in a rustic barn. No picture window.
Oh? Who says, huh? No picture window, no Mona, no apartment.
hole with it, okay? I mean, I don't care who lives in it. All I know is I'm building it. I got a contract. That's why they call me a contractor.
So that's where that came from.
Look, Mona, if you find yourself for a few extra minutes, why don't you come on upstairs and watch me spackle?
What are you two doing, huh? What are we talking about here? A bathtub? A picture window? A couple of faucets that are rated PG-13? There's more important things in life than that.
Yeah, the most important thing in life is for her to run everybody's life.
I'm just trying to tell you what's right.
What's right? You are a rigid, uptight, stick-in-the-mud, and you are a frivolous, self-centered child. Face it, Angela, we have absolutely nothing in common.
You're right, absolutely nothing.
You got a few things in common. You're both pig-headed.
It's fine, Mother. Whatever you decide to do with the apartment is fine. Because I am never, ever setting foot in it. Ever!
That's the best news I've heard all day. Is that a promise?
It is!
Good! Then I'm moving up there right now.
Mona, there's no heat. There's no electricity. There's nothing. You know, I thought Brooklyn was loud.
I thought I heard you upstairs in the shower.
No, it's Mona. She still doesn't have heat or water out there, so as soon as Angela left, I snuck her in the bathroom.
Good idea. A week out in that barn and she must be kind of ripe.
Oh, don't worry about it. We're taking care of her.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Angela. I thought you went shopping.
Well, I got all the way to the expressway and I realized I forgot all my credit cards.
Oh. Uh-oh. What's the matter?
Well, she just means it's a terrible thing to leave home without your credit cards.
Yeah, I know. I'm lost without mine.
See?
Good luck, Dad.
Thanks. Have a good game. Sit. I'll get them. I'm here to serve.
Tony. What is going on around here?
Nothing. I want you to save your energy to fight them bargain hunters at Gucci's.
Mother.
Angela.
Oh, you still remember each other's names.
I must have made a wrong turn. Which way is it to the health club?
The health club? Is she a riot? She's... After all she's been through, she hasn't lost her sense of humor.
I have.
Who'll notice? Oh, here's 50 cents for the shower I took. And I made a phone call. Here's my dime.
Mother.
Yes?
Phone call is 20 cents now.
Put it on my bill.
Angela, how long is this going to go on? Why don't you go up there and talk to her?
I said I was never going up there, and I'm not.
Hey, Angela, you didn't mean everything you said the other day.
Well, she meant what she said, and that hurts. And what really hurts is that she's right. Sometimes I wish I were less like me and more like her.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no, really. She's this free spirit, and I'm so controlled and conservative, and I don't know, whatever else she said.
Rigid and uptight.
Thanks a lot, Tony.
Stick in the mud, Swisher. But, you know, she doesn't mean it that way. I mean, your mother has a hard time expressing her feelings about you, but she feels. She feels, let me tell you.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, young man. This is my house. You do not come busting in here like this.
Right, sorry. Hey,
come in.
Excuse me, Mrs. Bauer. I wonder if it would be all right if I borrowed your fire extinguisher.
Oh, my God, a fire.
I got it.
No problemo, no problemo. Everything is going to be fine. Don't worry about a thing. Get over there quick.
What happened?
Well, the wires are smoldering a little bit. But it's going to be fine when we get the room rewired.
Rewired? How much is that going to cost?
Oh, $1,500. $600.
Come in. It's open.
Yeah. I guess the battalions were right, huh?
You should have sprung for the hinges.
Hey, Moan, look at this place, huh? Walls and everything. It's great.
Yeah. I'm going to be in the next issue of Better Homes and Barns.
Hey, Moan. Hmm? I'm sorry about Angela catching you coming out of the shower this morning.
Beats running naked through the car wash. I never know what to tip those guys who towel you off.
My man, Grove. Yes. Hey, Grover, baby. Grove, I love this store. Grover, what's happening, huh? It's okay, don't get up.
Pull up a nail keg and sit down.
All right, hey, look. Moan, I talked to Angela.
Oh, about what?
About coming up here and talking to you.
What did she say?
She said, no way, it's up to you.
At lunch?
Are you kidding, Moan?
Here. Make yourself useful.
I mean, there's nothing to talk about, Tony. I mean, I cannot tell her she's wrong. I am irresponsible. She knows me.
Moana, she didn't mean irresponsible. She meant fun-loving and delightful.
Oh, sure.
Moana, look, all you gotta do is apologize to her.
Have a pickle.
Thanks, Moana. Boy, you really know how to live. Listen, Moan, I hope you like these rare.
Oh, boy.
Don't bite the screwdriver. Mm.
Ready?
I don't know.
Here we go.
Okay. Oh, Moan. I think...
Yuck.
Well, maybe Grover liked these. Oh, Lord. Oh, hey, Grove, here, you like this hot dog?
Hey.
Come on, Grove. That dog will do anything for a laugh.
Yeah, you know, you and that dog make a great team. Mm. It's just you and your daughter that I'm having a hard time understanding.
Tony, look, if Angela is a little square, and she is, it's really my fault.
How do you figure that?
Well, you see, Angela was only 14 when her father died, and he took care of everything. I mean, me, the house, the business, and I was a little overprotected. I just didn't know how to deal with anything.
Yeah, well, somehow you managed, Moana.
No, Tony, I didn't. Angela did. She paid the bills. She balanced the checkbook. She took care of the house, and I let her.
Yeah, well, now she is the president of a big advertising agency, and you did that too, Moana.
Thanks, Tony.
You bet your life. Now, come on. You guys got to make up. It's all right. You guys can make up.
Sure, yeah, we can. Okay, sure. Just as soon as she gets her uptight buns up here and begs my forgiveness. Tony? Where is everybody? What is that racket?
Hungry.
Oh, hey, thank you.
Mama, where are you going with those sandwiches?
You're late. We're going to Mona's. Come on.
For what?
For Mona's housewarming party.
Oh, I don't know anything about a housewarming party. I wasn't invited.
Oh, your invitation probably got lost in the mail.
It had so far to go.
Come on, Angela. Angela. There's good food up there. Food. Yeah.
I'm not hungry.
There's cute guys up there, too.
I'm not interested.
Uh-oh. Sounds like the party's heating up. Da-da-da. I gotta go.
Tony, would you please tell the tenant to turn the music down?
Oh, hey, go. I'm just a guest. I don't want to get involved in tenant-landlord relations.
You expect me to go up there? Turn the music off. I can't hear you, Angela. I've got pillows on my
You need not shout. The music was bad enough.
Sorry. Where do you think it was coming from?
Well, I thought it was you trying to blast me out.
Well, I thought it was you having a housewarming party.
And where would you ever get a crazy idea like that?
Room service.
I should have known the music man.
There you go, ladies.
Tony, whatever it is you're trying to do, it's not going to work.
Now, Tony, your heart may be in the right place, but your nose isn't.
Nose.
So butt out.
No tip? All right, go ahead. Stay mad at each other. See if I care. I don't care. I just have to say one thing, though. Take a look at this place, will you? Would you look around? You see what could happen when you put an intelligence, no-nonsense executive together with a creative, imaginative, free spirit? Huh? This place is beautiful. Who says a stuffed shirt and a flake can't work together? Huh? You think about it. I'm out of here.
He always gets so worked up about things.
Well, maybe we all do. I know you do.
Mother. Mm-hmm. Place looks very nice. It looks great. Mother. Oh, Mother, this is terrific. Mother, you've done a wonderful job.
I'll drink to that.
Oh, Mother. I love you dearly. But sometimes you just make me crazy.
I'll drink to that, too.
Mother, you just don't think.
I know, dear. But that's why I've got you. Because you're always dependable, responsible, practical, predictable, plodding, pokey.
Pedestrian, pedantic. Mm.
Well, I guess that covers the peas.
That's why I need you, Mother. You put some other letters in my life.
Okay, Angela. Here's to you and I.
Mother, it's you and me.
Oh!
Hey, wait a minute. Hmm? Tony took my Dom Perignon. I was saving this for a romantic evening.
Oh, Angela, eventually this stuff goes flat.
Hi. I didn't see anybody come storming out. No bodies were flying around. I figured it was safe to come back. You know what time it is, don't you? Mm. It's party time!
Yay!
Hey, I promised you a party. There's music, there's dancing, there's food.
Where are the cute guys?
Hey, you're looking at us. Come here, bro.